Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have the State Director for the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development, Colleen Landkamer. Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm excited to be on the program.
Well, we're delighted to have you, Colleen. And I'm curious to know, what does the rural development through USDA exactly do? I mean, are they mostly responsible for issuing grants, or what sort of things go on?
You know, when people think of government, sometimes they think all we do are grants. And we do a few grants, but we've run some numbers on the funding that we do in Minnesota. 63% of the money that rural development invests is in the form of loan guarantees,
mm-hmm.
guaranteeing, you know, a loan at a bank, usually, and taking that risk away so the bank can loan more money out. And then we also do direct loans where we work one-on-one, for instance, with a homeowner because they have some problems with their credit, and we help them get their credit up to speed, low and very low income, and get them into a house. So about 34% of our dollars go into direct loans, and about 3% of our investments are in grants. So it's a very small percentage, and I think most people don't know that.
The other thing that I found interesting, we were talking before starting the program today, you've done some things with local foods, not investing in seeds or anything that like that, but some of the infrastructure pieces.
And that's really exciting. You know, there are in places in this state, you know, people will grow carrots, for example, and then they'll send them to California to be processed, and then they'll buy them back to have them in their schools. We're trying to help producers or communities who really want to invest in local food, so helping them with maybe processing facilities, because we can fund something like that. Trucking, we can help fund that, or having a facility where the products can come together and then be delineated out through the state is really important. Also, helping some of the communities who want to figure out how they do more local foods and keep it local, and
mm-hmm.
that's what is really important. I know that there's a lot of conversation in Rochester with the Mayo Clinic and other businesses there. I know there's been a lot of talk in Mankato. There's a really significant project going on in the Lakes area in central Minnesota. So it's a pretty new place for us to be, and rural development haven't done local foods before, although many departments in the Department of Ag have. But
mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting. It makes for a community that, you know, the money continues to roll through, and a healthier community.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, Colleen, I really want to thank you for joining us today on the program, and wish you the very best as you continue your work.
Well, thanks for letting me be on, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Colleen Landkamer, the State Director of United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.